This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Berg. So, you know, we love to exercise, right? Yeah, well, if you don't love to exercise, you should. And, you know, get on it. And we need to make sure our pets exercise. So my guest today created this amazing product that helps you with that. It's really unique, and we'll get into more. I'm excited to introduce you to him. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Mike Leon. He is the president of Bike Toe Leash. He is a mechanical engineer, an avid bike rider, and you are also a service dog trainer. And of course, inventor of the bike toe leash. I think I said that already. Mike, did I leave anything out? And welcome to Best Bets for Pets.
Well, thank you. No, I think you were right on the money there.
Good. Let's talk about some background. Can you share, you know, your brief background and what led to the creation of the bike toe leash?
Yeah, it started way back in 2001. We started raising service dogs after the 9/11 attacks, our way of giving back. The very first dog we were raising, Tribute, was a long-legged black lab. And the protocol for raising service dogs is you got to take them everywhere. And my wife was going to take Tribute to work on the fourth floor where she was working and expect Tribute to sleep at her feet till lunchtime. And that's a tall order. So she said, you need to exercise this dog before I take her to work and be there by 7 in the morning. So about 6 months beforehand, I had been hit by a car biking. And so I was still rehabbing my knee on a bicycle and trying to ride my girls to school as part of that. And I got the idea of biking with Tribute, but the raising organization didn't feel that anything that was available at the time was safe enough. And I didn't either, really. And so that's when I decided to make one of my own. And it worked so well, and Tribute loved it. And we started sharing it with family and neighbors and determined that, yes, it worked well enough. And 6.5 years later, I opened our website after, you know, lots and lots of testing.
What a great story. And you kind of hit the nail on the head. A lot of times we want to exercise, especially when they're pups or when they're really young. When I lived in Los Angeles, which I moved back to Florida in 2002. So I used to have to go to the dog park with my dog every single day because I lived in a city. There was no parks. She needed to run or else I would just pull my hair out. And I know I have empathy with your wife. I took my dog once so she would be good for the groomer to the dog park to get her energy out. She rolled in the mud. Oh, I showed up. And I had to tell the groomer, I didn't really mean to do this. I thought she would just, you know, release her energy. She wasn't that dirty, but now she looks like a little, you know, like a pig, the stereotype pig that rolled in the muds. That's what she looked like.
I just thought you were trying to get your money's worth.
Yeah, well, right. Exactly. They do need a way to get their energy out. Now, a lot of people that are listening are probably saying, okay, I tried, you know, to bike with my dog. You try holding the leash. That's not good because it's not safe for the rider. It's not safe for your dog. You can't really attach a leash to your handlebars or anything because, again, not safe. So can you tell us the simplified version? Because then I want to dive deeper into it on our second half. But the simple version of how the bike tow leash works.
Okay. Well, the very first thing is you don't want your dog to be able to knock you down. And so it's mounted low below the bike's center of gravity. So if you let go of the bike and the dog pulls, the bike should fall away from your dog. They'll pull the bottom of the tire towards them. So you don't feel any tipping as you ride. And by locating it near the rear axle, that's where the tire hits the ground. They don't have any steering moment. They don't have any ability to turn the bike if they lunge sideways. So the idea being that where they're putting the forces into the bike, they're not affecting your ability to decide where you're going and stay upright. As far as telling the dog what to do, it's basically a smart arm that touches them in the side. As they're moving forward, it'll touch them in the tender rib area, so they get a little nudge. So it's doing everything you would do if you could mount your arm down and just hold onto the collar. So they virtually learn it instantly because they can tell what you want them to do.
That's amazing that you were able to create something like this. Now, we've talked about bikes. What about other motorized or non-motorized type of vehicles, like a tricycle, like, you know, the adult tricycle?
Yeah. Just about anything with wheels. Our premise is that no matter your abilities, the dog's going to get a walk or a run. So we fit on bikes, trikes, mobility scooters, wheelchairs, and power chairs. The idea being that it's still going to fend the dog off. It's touching him in the side. My wife has a service dog and has had him for many years now, but we were just finishing the training session and everybody was having a lunch at a restaurant. And just as we're coming out, there was a lady with her fresh new service dog coming out of the restaurant and making a right-hand turn next to the curb. The sidewalk drops down to the street there, and the dog stepped down and the leash went underneath the wheels and wrapped up. And I stopped her just in time before she ran over her dog's head. So it's very important to keep the leash from being tangled no matter what you're riding. And particularly with power chairs, because they weigh 400 pounds without you in them. So they can do a lot of damage real quick. It's not just pinching the paws that can happen. So, you never want to have a bicycle fall on a dog, any of those things, because then they're not going to want to get near it. It'll take a lot more work to even get them back there if you ever do.
Right, of course. Wow, what a great point. And I was recently on vacation with somebody with one of those scooters, my 94-year-old mother-in-law. She just needs it to go far distances. They are heavy. She's like Mario Andretti with drop. She's not a good She's not going to listen to this. She doesn't do podcasts, so it's okay. But I know what you mean. And not everyone that's on a motorized device, like a scooter or I would say more scooters than wheelchairs, because if someone's in a chair, they probably have been in it constantly and they get used to how to use it. But if you use a scooter and they don't use it all the time, some of the people that are driving them don't ever get used to driving them. So they'll go back, go forward, and some do have, service dogs. So
yeah,
that is a great point. And I'm glad you saved that dog. Why do people think they can hold? I know I'm going to get hate email for this, but why do people think they can hold a leash and still operate a vehicle at the same time, or attach a leash to the point where it's dropping on the ground so it can get tangled in their wheels and injure themselves, the dog? Why does this happen?
They just don't know that there is a safe way. And I've certainly have run across plenty of potential customers that will go to a bike trail to go biking, and we'll see them walking their dog in, the dog's dragging them down the trail. And then 2 hours later or so, they're all hot and sweaty and the dog is still pulling them along. And that's my cue to approach and say, here's a brochure. And, you could have been riding your bike and the dog would actually be tired instead of you. And we'll get comments like, we were just talking about something like that.
We're going to get into this, and we might mention this more than once, but you also made a good point that when, people are out with their dog and they're bicycling with their dog with the bike tow leash, you said that dogs are working four times as hard as they are. So also, you've kept in mind, I looked through your, frequently asked questions on your website and did a bunch of research. You keep in mind the dog. You tell the you know, pet parent, hey, keep this in mind. And you're in a warm place. You're in Central Florida, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm further south. So we both know there's times where you just don't even take your dog out, or you better adjust to the times of the day because it's, you know, heat wise and all of that. How much do you emphasize when you're getting questions or talking to people, keep in mind your dog's abilities? If it's a little dog or a flat-nosed dog, it's probably once around the block is enough. How do you communicate that information? I mean, it's educating the pet parent. It's not your job, so to speak, but you seem very conscientious.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole reason we're doing this is for safety. And the last thing we want to do is harm an animal. And so we tell people here locally with our climate, you know, if it's above 83 degrees, don't do an extended ride. We have lots of lights and stuff like that for riding at night. The interesting thing about riding at night is you scare up the critters, the rabbits and stuff like that. And you'll find out how much control you really do have. The dogs are going to react, but they're not going to knock you off the bike. I've been doing it since 2001 and not had a dog knock me off the bike. And there's been plenty of opportunities. We've come across a lot of critters and a lot of other animals and loose dogs. Loose dogs are probably your biggest worry, is that you just don't know what they're going to do.
I know deer in other parts of the country. Down here, it's raccoons and possums.
Yeah. We've scared up wild boar and deer as well.
Wow. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Mike Leon. He's the president and inventor of the Bike Toe Leash. Okay, Mike, let's talk more about the Bike Toe Leash and how it works. Can you use any kind of collar?
I've developed a collar that we have on our website. It's a modified martingale. And the reason for it is that a lot of people will feel, you'll get hate mail for this, is the unique way the bike toe leash works is that the pulling is from the side, not up against the throat. And so if you have a loose collar, it will ride against the outside shoulder and the side of the neck, not the throat area. And so a loose collar is good for many reasons, in that you're not going to have all those chafing points. It's just going to rest there. And if you do accidentally get too close to something, your dog has the option of bailing out of it. Now, if you're in an area where getting loose is really bad, or you've got a dog that has no recall at all, then you can use the center ring. The collar has three rings. We call the ones on the outside the dead rings. The ones in the center is the one that will cinch up, and we adjust it to where it doesn't choke, but just is snug enough to keep from going over the dog's ears. But if you have a nice loose one, it lets the dog pull all they want to, and they will propel your bicycle quite nicely. With a harness that they typically, even if you have one that has a side attachment point, they tend to pull sideways and have a way of chafing. And if you're too far back, then you're getting your dog ahead of the smart arm. It's not going to touch them and fend them off the bike and let, you know, give them that communication.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Now, we're going to talk more about other working things, and I have my questions that I'm sure my listeners that are skeptics are probably thinking of. But before we get to that, how easy is it to install?
It goes on with just two thumb knobs to attach it. There's a new bicycle out every day, especially now with these e-bikes. We recommend people leave the power off on an e-bike at least until they know what they're doing with it, because we don't want to drag a dog. But you can attach on the left side or the right side. Everybody's got their preferences for biking on narrow two-way trails where driving is on the right-hand side. I recommend the shoulder side of the road so that you don't have your dogs meeting bicycles coming out the other way head-on, or bicycles overtaking you and spooking your dogs. That's not nice. And also, if I'm riding with more than one dog, you get to be pretty wide. Definitely want them on the shoulder side. They also get to sniff, and it's easier on their paws if they're in nice grass shoulder.
So you mentioned more than one dog, so you can have up to two dogs.
I've ridden with three. I've got a trainer up in Canada that likes to show off with five and six.
Oh my gosh.
But two is very comfortable using our dog coupler, also available on our website. It extends what the bike tow leash smart arm does and spaces the dogs, lets them know where the bike is. And you typically put the more powerful, fast dog next to the bike. So they're the ones expending the energy to propel you along. And if they are faster than the other dog, there's typically a faster dog in the crowd, and that slows them down and lets the other dog keep up and be pack leader for a while. And it's certainly the dynamic between my wife's service dog, Ray, and my daughter's dog, Skylar, that she likes to pull, pull, pull. So you feather the brakes and let her expend the right amount of energy and let Ray keep up.
What range of dog is the bike tow leash for? And also, how do you introduce your dog to the bike tow leash?
I think I've done as low as a 7-pound dog. It was a little min pin. But 10 to 185 is what we recommend. And introducing the dogs to the bike tow leash, if you know your dog well and don't think there's any history with bicycles, you can just clip them on and make a couple maneuvers and they get it. If they have a fear of bikes, then you might have to use some treats or something. If you've ever dropped a bike on them or something like that, then you've got more work to do. The only time I didn't get a dog on initially was a dog that had never been on a leash at all before, totally free range dog, and any leash at all made the dog grab the ground like a cat would if you put them on a leash, just laying on their belly and grabbing. I'm not going anywhere. That same dog we got on a few weeks later after it had been tied up in the garden because it had been running loose and needed a vet visit or two chasing critters. So it worked out.
I would say that doesn't really count, because if the dog's not even used to a leash.
Yeah. And the dog's got to be willing to go with you. I tried to go with a customer's dog that literally came to our house to pick one up. And I took off across the field and made it about 20 yards before the dog said, "Wait a minute, you're not my master," and just stopped. And then he got on the bike and kept going. But dogs have the ability to decide if they're going or not. And that's one of the beautiful parts of the bike tow leash, is you can tell if they're willing to go or if they need to slow down and stop. That's a feature that's built into it, is that the dogs have the ability to get fully behind the bike to avoid obstacles. They also, when they're pulling forward, you see them forward. But if the arm starts moving back, it means, slow down, or I need to rest or some water.
Thank you. That's good to know. So let's talk about, this is for everybody out there that's saying, yeah, sure, how is this going to work? All the skepticals. You were awarded by the APA, the American Pet Association, 5 stars. So tell us about that. You were the only device of your kind that has 5 stars.
Yeah, we were asked to submit. They wanted to check us out, and we sent samples down there, and they tried them out, and their write-up states that it was above their possible expectations. The instructions provided helped to protect the animals, and it went right on their bikes, and the animals learned it instantly. And so that's been years and years ago, and we've only made them better since then.
What would you say to someone out there, because I'm sure there's someone out there that might say, yeah, but I just don't know, what if I stop short, or what if, I get tired and have to walk my bike, or if I get a flat and have to walk my bike? I'm pulling things that are just out there because I get these questions for them listening and for you, Mike. Or, they have to walk the bike or they get a flat tire. What would happen if you had a flat rear tire? How hard would that be to change with the bike tow leash?
Oh, to change it? It's not really any different. Depending on how it's mounted on the bike, you may not even have to take the bike tow leash off. You just turn your bike over so it's sitting on the resting on the seat, and pull your tire off. we have different attachments depending on the bike geometry. That's been the challenge over the years. Is we started this, all the bikes were made out of steel and then aluminum, and then they started putting disc brakes on, and then we started adding more and more sprockets in the back, all these things, and the desire to be on the right-hand side as well. So we have a quick mount attachment, we've got a chainstay attachment, and then we have the standard clamp as well. And if it's attached with the standard clamp or chainstay clamp, it doesn't slow down taking the rear wheel off at all. With the quick mount, it just means the axle slides out through the hole in the quick mount, or the quick mount just comes off as you take the wheel off. So it doesn't slow that down.
It sounds like a foreign language that you're speaking to some of us.
Okay.
Your website and see everything they need to see, because you have some great videos there too.
Yeah, there's videos that show you how to install, and there's some training videos. The bike tow leash was shown multiple times on the CBS TV show Lucky Dog, and Brandon McMillan goes through several steps to train, I think it was a yellow lab named Sawyer, how to bike. And again, he doesn't have any history on this dog. He was, you know, this dog's a rescue. So he's going through all the steps with a peanut butter lure and walking the dog next to the bike and all these steps that may or may not be necessary in every case.
I also saw a picture of you, and it looks like you were at Global Pet Expo, which is in your backyard. And there was someone in a chair with their service dog.
Yeah, that's my wife with Ray.
Oh, wonderful. I didn't see a name there. Glad you guys were there. That is quite a show. And it's just a great product that you have. What do people need to know before they order their bike tow leash? So what do they need to know or be prepared to get information on regarding their bike or their chair or their scooter, motorized bike, or their trike, whatever they're using?
They need to go to our website, biketowleash.com, and there is a link to our fit chart. We continually add to that on a daily basis every time we get another customer and have to look at pictures, look it up on the web and see what it looks like to see, depending on which side they want it on, what that particular product needs in order to be installed. And if you don't find it on there, then you're instructed to send us an email or go into the chat. And often people get to talk directly with me and see what they have if it's something we haven't seen before. But we're constantly adding to it and letting people know what it takes to put on.
For mine, so I got it for my partner's bike because my bike is, I started with a mountain bike and then I put pieces of different types. So it's not even, the bike is just a mix of all kinds of things. So that wouldn't, I thought that'd be a mess. His is a Schwinn. And we sent you a picture of the back axle because it, from the name of it, I think there's a stationary bike that has the same name.
Oh, I remember that now. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I was like, I need this picture. And he had to go in the garage. And because, you know, now we exercise a different way because it's 100 degrees right now in Florida, but soon we'll be able to get the bikes out. But I did test it early in the morning with my tester, Tilly. Worked easy. Tilly has a ton of energy. She's a friend's dog since ours are in doggy heaven. I'm waiting for you to come out with a cat, something for the cats. I don't know how I can attach them to the bike. I'm joking, people. This is, you can't have a cat outside on a bike. They would just, can you imagine? But some people walk their cats on leashes.
My brother-in-law did that for many years. And as a joke with my daughter, I put her cat on there and she's looking through the window and doing exactly what I described that the dog that had never been on a leash before did, was just lay on her belly and grab with her claws all the way around.
Yeah. And I don't do this.
I'm not going to do it. Those dogs will do it, but I'm not doing it. I am not a dog.
Yep. There. And yep. Many shows where we talk about on my other show, Catitude, that cats are not small dogs and they are who they are. Okay. What about as far as color? You use safety colors. I love that. Is there anything you need to put? Do you sell something you mentioned before that you put on the bike if you're riding at night?
I always recommend lights. I don't have any on the website, but I have continually upgraded my lights with technology. You know, we went from incandescent to LEDs and have a light on my head and a light on the handlebars. And sometimes I put a light on the leash itself or the dogs will have a light on their collar. It depends on where you're riding, how much light you need. If you've got to really know what your terrain is, if my favorite is to ride on off-road trails, and you don't do that in the dark, but
I don't think you don't do that at night, right? So yeah.
Well, I have back in 2018, we entered into a virtual race called Iron Paws with my daughter's dog and wife's dog. We did a two dog mushing team, basically, but we were competing against other teams for mileage and points. And we won it for the two dog team in 2018. But in order to do so, we ran at night quite a bit because of the temperatures. And our big advantage was that you have to keep it exciting for the dogs to keep them willing to go. And we were able to do off-road trails. And part of running at night was scaring up critters. And we had the advantage over other teams that put the dogs out front. A big advantage was we weren't falling down. And the other one was that we could take twisty trails instead of just going in a straight line, which I find kind of boring.
I like your idea of trails. You know, one thing we didn't really talk about, but you brought up something and it's definitely worth mentioning again. When someone is not using the bike tow leash, how likely is the chance that they will, this is a strange percentage because you probably don't know, but you probably have enough experience to guess. What I'm asking is, what is the likelihood someone's going to fall if they are not using a device, you know, not using the bike tow leash?
And trying to ride with their dogs?
And ride, yes, thank you. Trying to ride with their dog.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've got firsthand experience with that in several ways. One, I made it less than a mile many years ago when I didn't have a leash, and we'd gone to trails north of Orlando. My wife and my two young girls and one of the service dogs we were training. We trained 10 service dogs before needing our own. That we had made the commitment that we weren't going to ride until 6 months of age with the dogs. And this was a 5.5 month old young black lab. And this was before we were selling and everything was a prototype. And I searched high and low in our van. I didn't have a prototype there when my wife said, because we'd gone up there with three bikes. And Betsy, my wife, was just going to hold the dog while I went for a ride with my girls. And the dog was having none of it. She wanted to go with us. And so my wife very calmly said to me, not really, take this dog or we're going home. And it was a beautiful day and I didn't want to go home. So I stuck my left arm out like a clothesline and held the leash. And as soon as the dog saw something she wanted to check out off the trail to the left, I had to steer right into a tree.
Oh my God.
To keep from getting knocked over. And I hit that tree and slid all the way down and it kind of opened up my right arm with all that bark and stuff. And so that little visit was more than the expense of one leash, just sliding down a tree and getting an infected arm. So, it's all about safety. And then we joined a group called Central Florida Urban Mushers. And there was a lot of pride in teaching your dogs and G and on by, all the different commands for having your dog out front, like mushing with a sled, only you have a two-wheel bicycle. And the problem is that the dogs, if you see something along the way that they want to do, they have the ability to do that. And by definition, running off-road, there's critters out there. And so a good day for riding with the dogs out front, it's called bike joring, where they're hooked to the handlebars. A good day is when you only get docked down twice, and that's twice too many for me.
Well, what I was starting to say was, I'm so sorry to hear about your injury. How you described it, and I don't mean this to be funny, but it sounds almost like what you've seen on cartoons where someone goes into a tree and just slides down.
Yeah, yeah.
Real life. I mean, oh my gosh.
Yeah, there's more bacteria and stuff in tree bark than you can imagine. And I didn't get it cleaned out well enough.
I've learned about cat scratches, what a simple cat scratch can do. So I believe it. All right. So, Mike, let's talk about something that usually people don't like to talk about. Price.
Yeah.
What's the cost and how cost effective is it?
Well, the bike tow leash sells for $183 on our website. And it's certainly less than the cost of one fall or vet visit if you have an injury. And 100% of our profits go to dog adoptions and dog training and dog rescue.
So I'm excited for everyone out there to try to buy Toe Leash. I think it's a great idea. It's important for you to exercise us humans, you know, very important to exercise your dog. Why not do it together? Where can people buy their own bike, Toe Leash?
The best place and get the best service is right off our website, biketoeleash.com. That's biketoeleash.com. And there's no better way to bond with your dog than let them go the pace they want to go.
Mike, thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
I would like to thank my guest, Mike Leon, the president of Bike Toe Leash and also the inventor, for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us all about the Bike Toe Leash. Please check it out. Go to the website. This is really a really cool product, and I loved using it. I want to thank Tilly, who was my helper as I tested the Bike Toe Leash. Thanks to Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly, who listened to me afterwards say, what a great ride that was. Because, hey, they're cats, right? They don't do this. And, of course, thanks to everyone listening to Best Bets for Pets. I appreciate it so much. And, of course, the show would not be the same without the magic of my producer, Mark Winter. Thank you so much, Mark. And, hey, keep listening. You never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.